It's very sad. We have got almost like a 95% unemployment rate. We almost have got a 24% orphan rate. Don't go smiling being told that our HIV prevalence rate has decreased to 13.7 rate or something like that, because no one is going to the hospital to get tested. Those are statistics for the World Bank, and so for people who go out and beg for money on falsehood. But believe you me, we are still very vulnerable as a nation, and the people who are most affected are the young people. And within that, then you can say that if we have got 65% young people as the population of Zimbabwe, where are we then as a nation towards the integration of young people, the development of young people? Most of the young people are disenfranchised for taking out national issues, national policies, and they have not made it to that goal. And it's a very sad state, because if then there are no provisions of livelihood, the other option is that they will kill to survive, they will rape to survive, they will beat up to survive. And this is the politically motivated violence that we then begin to see. The government would also come on the other hand, come up with the National Youth Service that is very partisan, and young people would flock to those institutions because they are desperate for livelihood, they are desperate for jobs,